Attention! Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-683-9499. 800-683-9499. 800-683-9499.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
On this weekend of Friday, August 27th, 2021, during our 26th year on the air, bringing you Into Tomorrow, I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
And a happy birthday to H. He likes to be called H, but his real name is Horatio, and he's our web guy, handles the web team. Boy, does he handle them, whips and chains. But he's in charge of the web team, does most of the posts on the site at intotomorrow.com, does most of the research that our listeners are looking for stuff and digging, and he does it.
He's the brains of our operation.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. He's a brain.
He's
of
the brains, you're the mouth, I'm the heart.
Oh, boy, is that not true. Woo! Okay, calm down, Christopher. But it's some tech news and commentary time. Then we go to Robert standing by and more of your calls as we hopefully solve your digital dilemmas here on the radio, the original social media, even though you may be hearing us on our 24/7 stream, which is also available on our free Into Tomorrow app that I'm sure you have. And I'm hopeful that you gave us 5 stars. And I'm thrilled if you did a little review for us. All of the above would be really helpful. Or you may be listening on our podcasts, which are free to you, all 3 hours of the broadcast. So you can sign up for them and snag them anywhere you get your other podcasts. We are that big, that well-known, if you will, that egotistical to be able to say, our podcasts are everywhere, right. from Apple Podcasts to Zeno Radio. Boy, I did that really quick, A to Z.
Yeah. Is Zeno Radio still around?
I think so. Yeah. We're still on their platform, all three of their listeners.
Amazon Music.
Amazon Music. Google Podcasts, I think they call it. All the stuff. Podzilla.
Spotify.
Yeah. Any podcast platform you can mention, we're on it. Unless you personally just started one and we're not there yet. But we'll get there.
Yeah.
All right.
For years, Tesla CEO Elon Musk has warned people about the dangers of AI-powered robots, even predicting scary outcomes like in The Terminator.
Yeah.
But now he seems to have had a change of heart.
Oh.
He announced at Tesla's AI Day last week that the electric vehicle company will develop a humanoid robot prototype dubbed the TeslaBot. According to Musk, the prototype will be completed sometime in 2022, though the billionaire entrepreneur is known for blowing past his own publicly stated deadlines on large, flashy projects.
Frequently.
Yeah. He said, quote, "It's intended to be friendly, of course, and navigate through a world built for humans."
Well, if it's a world built for humans, why is he building a robot?
Because he's got too much money.
Yeah,
he's got to spend it.
That's true. He hasn't gone to space yet, though.
Not yet.
He's probably working on it.
Yeah.
At one of these trips,
he wanted to make sure the others could do it, get back before he,
yes,
he did it.
Let the other billionaires do it first. Oh, they survived. Well, I'll give it some thought. We'll see. Yeah. Facebook released its first ever widely viewed content report, a quarterly addition to its Transparency Center. Now, that's going to be an important word to come back to haunt them, that will provide an overview of the most widely viewed content in news feeds. It shows, for instance, that the most viewed links on Facebook in a recent 3-month period was to the website of a Wisconsin firm that offers to connect Green Bay Packers fans to former players.
Okay. Okay.
That was the most viewed link.
Okay.
I somehow don't see that.
Yeah.
The second most viewed link was to the online storefront of Pure Hemp, which sells CBD products. That I can see, I guess. The third most viewed post in the same period by Facebook's reckoning no longer exists at all. So as TechCrunch put it, the company's latest gesture at transparency is better than nothing, but not particularly useful. But now get this. When Facebook released that quarterly report about the most viewed posts in the U.S., Guy Rosen, its VP of integrity. Yeah, right.
They have integrity?
They have a VP of it even.
Wow.
Of integrity. Said the social network had undertaken, quote, a long journey, close quote, to be, quote, by far the most transparent platform on the internet, close quote. Again, yeah, right. Uh-huh. Facebook had prepared a similar report for the first 3 months of the year, but executives never shared it with the public because of concerns that it would look bad for the company, according to internal emails sent by executives and shared by the New York Times. So, Guy, what happened to that so-called transparency and integrity?
Uh-huh.
Robert listens online and is calling in using the Ask Dave button, thank you, sir, on our site at intotomorrow.com.
Do you recommend any drone that has the Follow Me feature?
Whoa. Well, Robert, DJI is the best-known brand in Follow Me drones. Many of their drones have the feature, and it generally works very well. We've played with a few. The Mavic Pro, Mavic 2 Pro, Spark, Phantom 4 all have the Follow Me feature, along with cinematic versions of that. It will not just follow you around, but also fly circles around the user and get closer and farther away to make more interesting videos.
Yeah, those models will start at around $400, but will go into the thousands.
Oh, yeah.
DJI also makes professional models that cost significantly more than that. There are other brands that also include Follow Me features. For example, the $2,000 unique Typhoon H-Line and the $1,300 Skydio 2 both have a Follow Me feature. If you can afford $800, the Mavic Air 2 will give you portability, ease of use, a solid Follow Me feature, and easy access to spare parts for when you inevitably run it into something.
Yeah, which I've done with every drone that I've ever flown. It happens. Yeah. But let us know what you end up going with, Robert. More for you at intotomorrow.com.